Yeah, that's right. But it's sold. It's being pushed, pawned off as a some kind of tour vehicle where you could, you know, like a tour bus. Maybe you're going to go around Hollywood Hills in this thing.
I don't think you can ride in a trailer, though.
Well, I mean...
on a road,
who
knows? I mean, they... I don't know, maybe they got some special dispensation or something, but...
I'm just saying, you charge, you know, $75 a head, you fill this thing up, and you drive them around the Hollywood for an hour. And then sell sunscreen for, you know, $50 an ounce or something while they're on it.
Yeah. Well, I sent it to Rich, and he writes back, he says, I can't believe it, it's $29,000 just for a shell. And I wrote back, no, it's actually a half shell.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
But yeah, that's got to be the weirdest one I've seen.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of them. I mean, many years ago, I remember seeing an ad. It was on eBay. It was ridiculous. I forget the name of the movie, but I mean, you probably remember this. It was, anyway, I'm not sure what happened. But anyway, there was an Airstream that was on the beach in California. And, you know, like some whatever was like hiding out in it. And then all these gunships sort of came in shooting at it and everything else. And then the person went through the floor and hid in the ground or something. But anyway, the trailer got like so shot up that it caved in on itself.
Yeah.
I saw that trailer on eBay. Like, it was just like a completely flattened Airstream, and they wanted some ridiculous amount of money because it had been in a movie.
Movie memorabilia, yeah. Wow. So
what did you do with that?
Did you have the winning bid, or did you miss out?
I missed out.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Let's get into some questions here. Let's see. We got a call here. This one is from Nancy in Minnesota for a 62 Globetrotter. Let's see what Nancy has to say as I get this thing to load. It is loading in. Here we go.
Hi, Tim and Colin. This is Nancy from St. Paul, Minnesota. I am calling with a question regarding a 62 Globetrotter that we are just getting close to putting a Zolotone finish on the inside. And the question becomes as far as the overhead cabinets. Colin, how do you paint those? Do you leave them down and paint everything and assemble afterwards, then touch up the rivets, or do you paint it in place all at one time and try to get the inside of the cabinets with the Zolotone? So that is our question. I hope you guys are safe and well, and that all of our listeners are doing their best to stay safe and healthy. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Appreciate calling that in.
Well, that's a really good question, and I scratched my head on
the best
approach for that quite a few years ago. And we do it differently than what Airstream did. And I, after looking at things very carefully, a bunch of different trailers, I've discovered, like usually you can really sort of reverse engineer things if you just look at them long enough.
Mm-hmm.
And what Airstream did is they painted the hole inside of the shell and they painted the overhead cabinets separately. And then they riveted them in after everything was dry, and then they touched up the rivets. The problem with that is that, you know, if you're anal retentive like me, you're not going to like the fact that the little rivets were touched up. So, basically what we did is I went to silly extremes like I usually do. When we're shooting Zolotone, we would shoot the area where the cabinet's going to be. Basically, with the inside of the cabinet. So it's just a piece of wall at that point, but you just shoot it there. And then you shoot